المكتب التعاوني للدعوة والإرشاد وتوعية الجاليات بأبها.
ادعو إلى سبيل ربك بالحكمة والموعظة الحسنة وجادلهم بالتي هي أحسن.
Nearest religion and faith to Christianity is Islam. Christianity and Judaism are very far from each other. We have to make use of this. But still, there is a big difference between Islam and Christianity. How can we prove to the Christians that these differences, we can prove it to them? There are a lot of ways. One is to prove to them that their book is falsified. Tahrif. This is one way. Another way, by our behavior, like a model for them. And like an example, good example for them. Number three, maybe it should be number one. It should be number one. The pre-equivalent ideas in their brains, the Christians, from the Jewish people, that man, by Hollywood and the media, we have to take it away. Huh? Because they think, for example, I will tell you something, you will be surprised. They think that God, Allah, the God of Muslims, is living in one house called Kaaba in Mecca. He's living there. And when Muslims call Allahu Akbar for prayers, they say that their God, Allah, his another name is Akbar. The Muslims are pagans. This is what they know about Islam. They know that all of us are terrorists. So we have to remove these pre-equivalent ideas about Islam and about Muslims. Then we start to improve other thoughts or ideas. Today, I will give you one kit of the combat kit. How to call them to يعني اعتاد الدعوة اعتاد المقاومة. One of the ways is to show them that in their book, the Bible, Muhammad was mentioned. Was he mentioned by name, or by description, or by the nation, or whatever it is, you will see it now. But to make the to make you interested to the maximum, he was mentioned by name. He was mentioned by name, Muhammad. Okay? So I want you to concentrate with me. Some terms, I don't know whether you know it or not. يعني, it has nothing to do with my lecture, but just I want to make sure that you went through this series of lectures. You understand what does Trinity means. Oh, I'm sorry. Trinity, what does it mean? Tathlith. Original sin. What does original sin mean? Yeah, that will be held accountable for their sin. Salvage. What salvage means? Al-Khalas. النجاة كيف تدخل الجنة يعني دخول الجنة salvage والخلاص. In Christian opinion, the salvage is if you believe in Christ that he was crucified and was killed for us, this is the salvage. And they call him the savior. The savior. Crucifixion, resurrection, rapture. Rapture and second coming. What rapture mean? Rapture. Rapture. Yes, Hassan? Aha. They said, when Jesus come in his second coming, when he arrived to the clouds from the heavens, all those people who believe in him, they will ascend with him. They will disappear from the earth and they will go with him. You will see it in the movies and some in the media. Sometimes people walking with each other, then one disappeared because he was a righteous person. Then he was lifted up to Jesus Christ, and then he will come back with him. This is a very strange part of faith, but this is what does rapture in their religion means. I want you to know all their thoughts and their ideas also. This is their book, the Holy Bible. I wish that I brought the Bible with me. Anybody has the Bible with him? No. The Bible is two parts. The Holy Book is two parts. The first part of it, this is the pages. The first half, they call it the Old Testament. The Old Testament. The same book. And the second half, they call it the New Testament. The Old Testament and the New Testament. In one book. And this is for Christian. For the Jewish people, they believe is only on the Old Testament. Only. They don't believe in the New Testament. The New Testament called Al-Anajil, the Gospels. And there are four Gospels in this second half. Four Gospels plus other books and chapters. Understand? Oh, what is this? This is 35 books. Big volume. This is the Talmud. Talmud is something peculiar to Jewish people. It's not for the Christians. It's only for Jewish people. And this is 35 big volume books. Okay? I advise you, as in the papers you see, okay, those who read Arabic, the paper is distributed step by step. The first step to prove to somebody that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was mentioned in the Bible, before you start this business with him, you have to tell him something about Sirah, about the story of Muhammad. Okay? Tell him that Abraham has two sons, Ishmael and Isaac, Ishaq. Isaac has one son, that is Jacob, Yaqub, al-Islam. What is the other name of Jacob? Israel. What does Ezra mean? Ezra means servant, abd. Il Allah, who Abdullah. His name is Abdullah. Israel is Abdullah in the Hebrew language. Okay? So Israel or Abdullah, how many child he have? 12. I hear the answer from the woman's side. All the questions that I asked from I arrived here, I hear it from the woman's side. They are studying very hard. 12 children. How many children for Ishmael? You see? They answer also. Both 12. So, Ishmael has 12 children, and Israel, that's Jacob, his nephew, we call it nephew, his nephew, yeah, also has. So the Prophet Ismail, we call them Ishmaelites. Ishmaelites, or children of Ishmael. And the children of Israel, we call them Israelites, or children of Israel. Okay? Are they brothers as a nation? Yes, they are cousins or brothers. Okay, they are brothers. The Bible itself said brothers. Okay? The children of Ishmael lived in Mecca, Medina, Tema, Doma, Domat al-Jandal. It's from the Palestine to Yemen. Domat al-Jandal, Tema, Al-Ula, they call it Dadan. Tema, Mecca, ila al-Yemen. Okay? To tell Yemen. The Israelites, they lived in Palestine. Okay? So, they are near to each other. So, after you introduce these points to him, tell him that one of the sons of Ishmael was, his name was Kedar. Kedar. Kedar is number two in the series of the names. It's mentioned here in Arabic. It's mentioned in Arabic, yes. Kedar. Kedar or Kedar in English. Okay? Kedar is the grandfather of Quraysh. Quraysh is the tribe of Muhammad. So Muhammad belongs to Kedar. Kedar belongs to Ishmael. According to whom? To the Bible. You will not have any problem proving this because the Bible says that. The Bible said that Kedar belongs to Ishmael. It did not say Muhammad belongs to Kedar, except after I show you. But before, you cannot prove it except by step by step. And then tell him that Muhammad, when he started his office or prophecy, he started it among Quraysh in Mecca, in the so-called Mount of Paran, the area of Paran, Al-Hijaz. And then those people who started his prophecy among them, Quraysh, were pagans, worshipping what? Idols. يعبدون الأصنام. Tell him this. This is a very important point. Why? Because the Bible said things that about a prophet that who will fight people, fight pagans. Because Jesus, when he started his prophecy, the Jewish people were not pagans, to differentiate between the two persons. Okay. And then tell them about that Muhammad. His people, Quraysh, decided to kill him. So he ran away. He escaped from Mecca in the so-called Al-Hijra. We call it in Islam Hijra. And then he went to Medina. Medina is near to a place called Tema. Tema and Al-Ula, that is Dadan. It's very important, Tema and Dadan, to mention it for him. Why? It's mentioned in the Bible. These names are in the Bible. So you'll be more and more strong in your discussion. And tell them that 1 year after his escape from Mecca, next year there was the Battle of Badr. And he killed the top people of Kedar, the leaders of Kedar, Quraysh. He killed them. Was it mentioned in the Bible? Yes, you will see. Yes. When he arrived to Medina, there is a mountain there in Medina called Sala', Jabal Sala'. And near to that mountain, there was an area there called Thaniyat al-Wada'. Thaniyat Wada'. There they sang a song that is very famous for Muslims. What is that song? طلع البدر علينا من ثنيات الوداع وجب الشكر علينا ما دعا لله داعي. That song is very, very famous. Was this mentioned in the Bible? That Salع by name? Yes. Yes, mentioned. Yeah. At the sixth year or eighth year of his escape from Mecca, he went back to Mecca and he was victorious. How many people were there? 10,000. Are you sure? Oh, the Bible said 10,000 also. The Bible said 10,000. Okay? So after his death, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, his companions, as Sahaba, did they captured Jerusalem, Palestine? Oh, this is mentioned in the Bible also. Did they capture Iraq, Babylon? Babel? Okay, did they capture there, that area? Does it belong to them till now, forever and ever? Yes. The mosque, still Palestinians are praying there in the holy mosque. Till now, when I give this lecture. Okay? So, the companions, when they attack their army, do they use the camels? Riding camels? Oh, this is mentioned also. So you have to tell him these things. And you tell him breathing about Hajj. That Hajj, that all Muslims, they have once in their life, go to Mecca to perform Hajj. And to sometimes they bring some goat or a cow or a camel to be sacrificed there. Okay? You have to tell him these things. Then you start convincing him. Which part of the Bible, I put it for you here in the in these papers, in the handouts, in Arabic. I'm sorry, I did not write it in English. I need somebody to help. One man, I'm a single-handed person, so I need help. So if somebody volunteered to translate it to English and distribute it next week, this will be ajr for him, inshallah. In this handout, it is a step-by-step. Now we finished the introduction. So two introductions I used. What is the first introduction? Is the show him that Islam, Christianity, Judaism, and other religions, their relation with each other, then Islam and Christianity are beside our sister faith, then the differences between them. This is step number one. And tell him, please, don't forget to tell that the media by the Jewish people has mixed everything wrongly and showed the Christians that they are very near to them while they are not. They are enemies. We are their friends. Okay? Next step, show them briefing about Muhammad and Quraysh and these points I told you. Numbers. Step number three. Take the Bible. Start by which chapter you suggest that I start? By this chapter. Chapter of Daniel. Why I choose this chapter? You will see now. Daniel was a prophet. There was a king, an oppressor, kills everybody, like Saddam Hussein in his days, and in the same chair. In Iraq also. His name was Nebuchadnezzar. Nebuchadnezzar. In Arabic, you call it what, brother? Nebuchadnezzar or Nebuchadnezzar. Right. Nebuchadnezzar, he used to see a dream while he's asleep. A vision. while he's asleep. It was very scary. Once he wakes up, he forgets the dream. He doesn't remember. But he remembers one thing, that it was horrible, terrifying. Not one day, not one night, or two nights, or three nights, every night, the same phenomena happened. So he called people to come and explain this. The astronomist, scientist, everybody come and show me. And when you don't know, he is Nebuchadnezzar. He will what?
Kill.
He will kill. So one man, he hates Daniel. He knows that Daniel is a prophet. He hates him. He said, well, oh, Nebuchadnezzar, I know, King Nebuchadnezzar, I know somebody who can explain this to you. Prophet Daniel. And I know that you will kill him if he doesn't know. I'll bring him. But he said, yes, bring him. Daniel's arrived. He said, do you know what is the issue? He said, yes, I know that you saw a dream that is horrible to find you. And you are afraid of that dream. And you don't remember that dream. And you want me to tell you what is the dream, then explain it to you. If I don't, you'll kill me. Is that the issue? He said, yes, it is the issue. This is the deal. He said, Nebuchadnezzar, you are a poor human man, a human being. You are just a simple man. You will die one day. And the one who scared you is my God. So he kept silent. He wants to know what's the dream. So you saw the dream. The dream you saw a statue. Sanam, Timthal. You saw a statue in front of you. His head is made of gold. His arms and chest are made of what? Silver. His abdomen and thighs, upper thighs, are made of brass, bronze, brass. And the thighs and legs are made of iron. The feet are made of iron and clay and earth. Okay? Turab, teen. He said, yes, this is the dream. Exactly, this is the dream. Please tell me, what does it mean? Because it scared me. It's very scary. I said, no problem. The head of God is your kingdom. The Iraqi kingdom. They call them at those days, Babylonians. Al-Babylon. Then, your land, the Middle East, all the Middle East, will be captured by another nation that is Persia, Al-Furs, Persia. Then after that, the third kingdom is the Greek. Greece will come, Greece people, from Al-Yunan. Under their leader, what was his name? What is the name of the leader of the Greek people? Alexander the Great. Al-Iskandar al-Maqduni, or Al-Iskandar al-Azim, some more Madrash. Then comes a third kingdom, that is what? Roman. Notice that it is here, it is separated. It is two. You know, the Romans have two capitals. Rome in Italy, and Constantinople in Turkey. Two kingdoms they are. So one feet or one leg is in Europe, and the other leg is in Middle East. Okay? That's the dream is exactly described four kingdoms. And notice that all the four kingdoms are pagans because they have been represented by a statue. Good? Are you with me now? Anybody wants me to explain more? Is it clear to everybody? Okay. Then, Daniel said to Nebuchadnezzar, then you saw a stone held by nobody. He did not see any hands holding them. Then it was thrown to the feet. And then the statute destructed. It became like mud, like grains. Okay? And then the stone gets bigger and bigger and bigger. What does it mean? The stone, he said, the stone is the fifth kingdom. The stone is what? Fifth kingdom. Is it a pagan kingdom? No. It's not pagan. It's not part of the statute. It was held by nobody. It means it is heavenly. It is divine. Ilahiyya min al-samawat. That's the dream. Describe it as this, as such. The most important issue in this prophecy is this. Now we want this conclusion. This. The dream itself said, from the days that the dream happened to the end, when the stone will come, that is the kingdom of what? Of God. The kingdom of God. The righteousness kingdom. It was described by a lot of good names. Will come at this time, the time from here and here, 1260 lunar years. The prophecy said 1260 days. Calculated with him from year 600 before Christ till this time, calculate 1260 lunar years. It will match with you and him. It will match 16 Hijra. It will match 638. Year 638. That's when Muslims captured Jerusalem. Exactly. So, what does it mean? That Islam nation is the stone, is what? Is the kingdom of God. Is that clear? Any question about this before I move? From what point? The whole dream?
No,
calculation. This is here, the Babylonians, 600 year before Christ. And then here comes the Christ here, this area, this time of area. Then after him, 638 years, it matches 1260 years. Lunar, of course. Clear? So by this you can prove to him that the Islam nation and Muslims have been described in the chapter of Daniel as the kingdom of God. Okay? And it was mentioned with blessings, with praise, as if it is a good news, glad tidings, بشارات وأخبار طيبة. So this is after you prove first step revision again, you start the action that the part of acting we did with the religions. You show the similarities and differences between Islam and Christianity. Then you tell him, brief him about Sirah, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then, third step, you start by chapter of Daniel. Some people said, I will show you something now. This map, I took it from the Bible. From the Bible. They have maps in the Bible. Okay? And this is, for example, the children of, you see, Ishmaelites here in Arabia. And in that area, the children of Israel. Okay? Was the question, then you ask him, was this kingdom of heaven a surprise? Nobody knows except Daniel. Because Daniel is after Moses, بعد موسى بحوالي 450 around 1000 years. 900 to 1000 years. Daniel is after Moses. So, was this a surprise that only Daniel knows 1000 years after Moses? Or does Moses himself knows about it and he said things about it? This is the next step that you have. The first chapter in the Old Testament is called the Genesis. Genesis, At-Takwim. Okay? Now, I will read some texts and then we'll explain it. Oh, I'm sorry. And the angel of the Lord said, your seed will be greatly increased so that it may not be numbered. And the angel of the Lord said, see, you are with a child and will give birth to a son, to whom you will give the name Ishmael, because the ears of the Lord were open to your sorrow. This part, this text, is God or the angels are talking to who? To Hagar. Who is Hagar? Hagar. Who is Hagar? Wife of whom? Abraham. Mother of Ishmael. So, what does the Bible say? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised her. And the angel, the Lord, the angel said, your seed will be greatly increased so that it may not be numbered. Who are the Ishmaelites? Who are the Ishmaelites? Arabs, okay? So this is blessings for Arab from the days of Moses. And the angel of the Lord said, you are with a child and will give birth to a son, to whom you will give the name Ishmael, because the ears of the Lord were open to your sorrow. Because she had a sorrow, God will give her something, gave her Ishmael. That means that he is anti-sorrow, isn't it? Yeah. Has huzn ka'aba. And as for Ishmael, that's God is talking to whom? To Abraham. Abraham was praying for Ishmael. He said, oh my God, please bless my son Ishmael. Okay? So, as for Ishmael, God said to Abraham, I have given ear to your prayers. Truly, I have given him my blessing, and I will make him fertile, and will give him great increase. He will be the father of 12 chiefs, and I will make him a great nation. God is promising Abraham to make the children of Ishmael, that Ishmaelites, a great nation. Before Muhammad or without Muhammad, what was Arabs? Nothing. Arab Ishmaelites without Muhammad has done nothing. At those days before Muhammad, if one Arab person wants to have a wife, do you know what does he to do to have a wife? Okay, he attack another tribe and take any woman. Is she pregnant? Is she married or not married? Even if she is pregnant, doesn't matter. She is his wife. That's Arab like that. They take dates, you know dates? And they make dates like an idol. And pray to him. And when he feels hungry, he will eat his god. This is real. This is real. Arabs before Muhammad have been a foolish nation. Nothing. They have done nothing. People of ignorance, al-jahiliyyah. We know that. So here, he promised him to make him a great nation. Without Muhammad, we are not a great nation. Okay? So, what from Genesis you can tell the person that you are inviting into Islam? You tell him that Ishmael is a blessed person. There was promises by God to his mother and to his father that he will be blessed, and out of his children there will be a blessed group of people. Deuteronomy, another chapter. Now, God is talking to Moses. Allah يتكلم إلى موسى. يكلم موسى. God is talking to Moses. He said, and he said, my face will be veiled from them. Veiled, يعني إيش؟ I will see what their end will be, for they are an uncontrolled generation. He's talking about Israelites, isn't it? Children in whom is no faith. They have given my honor to that which is not God. Pagans, they are praying to different things. Moving me to wrath with their false worship. I will give their honor to those who are not a people. Moving them to wrath by a foolish nation. That's us. We were a foolish nation, yes. So God is talking to Moses. He said, I'm angry now with Israelites. I will leave them alone. I will go to a foolish nation. Okay? But this foolish nation could be any nation, isn't it? We need other texts to prove our points. The Lord thy God, that Moses is talking to Israelites. So he told them, the Lord, Allah, thy God, your God, will raise up unto thee, يعني لكم, for you, a prophet from where? From the midst of you, of thy brothers. Who are the brothers of Israelites? Ishmaelites. Who said? The Bible. Okay? Unto me, unto him you shall hear. You have to listen to him. Says who? says God. Moses to the Israelites. Written where? In the Bible. Of course, to prove to them that it is in the Quran, this is another issue. But today, in this lecture, we are talking how to prove that there are glad tidings to Muhammad, about Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, from the Bible. God is talking to Moses. I will raise them up a prophet from among their brothers. Again. Like unto thee, like you, Moses. Huh? And will put my words in his mouth. Oh. This is an illiterate person. The other prophet is an illiterate. سَنُقْرِيُكَ فَلَا I will put my words in his mouth, and he shall speak unto them all that I shall command him. We still in Deuteronomy. And I suggest that if you have any flash memory with you or USB, that you take these texts with you and you study them, it will facilitate the issue. It will be very helpful to you. And this is the blessing wherewith Moses, the man of God, blessed the children of Israel before his death. Yani before the death of Moses, he talked to his people, gave them the last advice. And he said, the Lord came from Sinai and rose up from Seir into them. He shined forth from Mount Paran. Again, I will read it for you. The Lord came from Sinai and rose up from Seir unto them, and he shined forth from Mount Paran. So there are three places, Sinai, Seir, Paran. I will explain it further to you. Sinai is Egypt, part of Egypt. Seir is Palestine. Says who? The Christian scholars, not me. When you ask in the Google or wherever you ask, what is Seir? They will tell you Seir is Palestine. So it's not me who said. Mount Paran, you remember that Ishmael was living there. Mount Paran is Mecca. So we are talking about Egypt, Palestine, Mecca. God came from Sinai. What does it mean? The first messenger was Moses. Where did he start his message? Sinai. Then Seir, that Palestine, comes Jesus. And then comes Muhammad. Please pay attention to this. There is a very important point here. God came, rose up, shined. Which one is more clear? Shined. This means that the third message is a very big. Shined forth from Mount Paran. And he came with 10,000 of saints. 10,000? Do you remember this number?
Yes.
Mecca. From his right hand went a fairy law for them. That is Quran, the Sharia. You know the Quran contains the Ten Commandments? Do you know the Ten Commandments? What does it mean? In Arabic? Al-Wasaya al-Ashr. Al-Wasaya al-Ashr. La, laysat al-Mubiqa. Al-Wasaya al-Ashr. Al-Wasaya al-Ashr. The Ten Commandments. في القرآن أيوة تفضل أيوة هذه هي Ten Commandments. في القرآن تقدر تقول لي فين هي؟ أي أحسنت، سورة الإسراء صح؟ وفي سورة ثانية كمان وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه، هذا نمبر 1، وبالوالدين إحسانا، ها، سورة الأنعام، وربما لقمان أنا ماني متأكد والله، لكن الأنعام واضحة آية 150، قل تعالوا أتلوا ما حرم رب، هي عددهم التن كمان. وسورة بني إسرائيل يا الإسراء، so in three places in Quran the ten commandments have been mentioned. Do you know Jesus himself? Somebody came to him. He said, "I want the salvage. How? What can I do? What shall I do? I want to be safe." He said, "Do you know the Ten Commandments by Moses?" He said, "Yes. Do them and you will be safe." So the same, Muhammad did not change anything except few things. He loved the people. All his saints are in thy hand, and they sat down at thy feet. Everyone shall receive of thy words. He was telling them Quran, and they listen, and then they write Quran, and they repeat. This is very important text to show to people. لا تدريس القرآن. لا تدريس القرآن. They are in the, and they sat down at their feet, thy feet, your feet, not their feet, your feet, thy feet, your. Everyone shall receive of thy words. إذا بتقول لي أخي الكريم، هل في سورة في القرآن تتكلم عن نفس الأفكار دي؟ Is there any part of Quran سورة mentioned the same? Oh, the woman said. There is an answer from the other side. What surah? La. La. يا ليت عندي جائزة. في جائزة والبراء. دبر لنا حاجة. Your mobile? Okay. I will say, I will pray for him. Who answered this question? I will give you a clue. Something mentioned Sinai, Palestine, and Mecca. Surah mentioned the three places. And you are the one? Is it called? Somebody said it here. Huh? What tini was zaytun? Mumkin. What tini was zaytun is Sa'ir. وطور السينين ذات سيناي وهذا البلد الأمين مكة. كلير؟ ها؟ سبحان الله العظيم. We started by chapter of Daniel, and chapter of Daniel told us when this kingdom will come. Okay? Well, after 1260 years of the days of Naba, Ka, Na, Zer. Okay? The other chapter, that is Genesis, it told us that Ishmael, from the start, he was a blessed person. Rajul Mubarak. And then the Deuteronomy, it will tell us that Moses and God told that there will be a prophet among their brothers from Paran, from Mecca, and he's an illiterate prophet. So we are getting near and near. Okay? So these terms does not apply except to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Isaiah, chapter of Isaiah, book of Isaiah. I started by showing this because camels mentioned in the Isaiah, and you know the camels are something peculiar to Arab, maybe Afghani sometimes. He's a Saudi. Chapter of Isaiah said, "For to us a child has come." يعني the Prophet said about somebody who will come in the future. For us, a child has come. To us, a son is given. And the government has been placed in his hands. And he has been named wise, guide, strong, God, father of forever, prince of peace. Now, was this Jesus or Muhammad? Let us see. There is no clue here. Let us see. But what do you understand by government? It means the stamp. The stamp of the government. The stamp. And originally here, but this book is, it says in, not in his hands, in his shoulder. You know Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, there is a stamp in his shoulder. Alamat al-Nubuwwah. But they change it. You know, when you, there is a lot of Bibles. Thousands of them. In some of them you will find that they said, yes, the stamp is in his shoulder. Some they said, in his hands. And then they will take this away, prophecy. But let us continue to see. See my servant, whom I am supporting, my loved one, in whom I take delight. I have put my spirit on him. He will give the knowledge of the true God to the nations. Does it apply to Muhammad or Jesus? I wish that it applied to Jesus. Why? I wish, it is Muhammad, but I wish that they agreed that it is Jesus. Why? Because servant, abd. They don't say, they said Jesus is not servant, Jesus is the son. They have to accept this. Either take it all or leave it all. If they take it as Jesus, khalas, okay, now discussion finished. Jesus is an abd, servant. And the issue is finished. Otherwise, they leave it for Muhammad. Okay? They call it, their culture, they call it catch 22. Catch 22 business. Can you explain it to us, brother, what's catch 22? Anybody knows what? Hassan? Where is Hassan? Yes. Can you tell people what catch 22 means? No, I mean the story behind it. The original story behind it. Anybody knows? Nobody knows. In the Second World War, okay, any soldier in Britain or in the United States, he had to fight. Unless he became mad. That is, if he lost his mind, became a schizophrenic or manic or whatever it is, he became insane. You know, you understand what's the issue? If he became an insane, they will leave him. But they will not leave him to go home. They will put him in ward called 22. And there in that, the hospital, 22, all the insane people are there. So catch 22. You want to fight? Or catch 22? There is no good choice between them. There is a problem here, and there is a problem there. If you want to take this, take it. If you don't want, catch 22. Because either you agree that this is for Jesus, then he's a servant, or leave it for Muhammad. His light will not be put out, and he will not be crushed till he has given the knowledge of the true God to the earth, and the sea land will be waiting for his teaching. You know, Jesus, he stayed only 2 years. Then he was crucified. They claim that he was crucified. He ascended to the heavens. والله ما قلت أصير كريستيانا. العشرة ماتون. This does not describe Jesus. This describes Muhammad. Islam distributed everywhere. I'm the Lord. That is my name. I will not give my glory to another or my praise to pictured images. This means that the prophet is fighting pagans. Jesus was not fighting pagans. He was fighting whom? Jewish people. They were not pagans. So this another evidence that all chapter Isaiah was talking about a person who will come in the future. This is his description. Make a new song to the Lord, and let his praise be sounded from the end of the earth. You who go down to the sea, and everything in the sea lands, and their people. Let the wasteland and its flocks be glad. The ten circles of Kedar. Kedar. People of Muhammad. Let the people of the rock give a glad cry. From the top of the mountains, let them make a sound of joy. This is Tala al-Badru alayna. Huh? How can I prove it? This Bible does not said from the top of the mountains. This Bible said mountains. But the other Bible said Selah. Selah is the mountain in Medina, Jabal Salah, where they're sung. You can't prove this to them. You have two advantages to make them. First one, to show them that how they are falsifying the Bibles. One Bible, Selah, they mentioned it by name, and in the other they said mountains, and then they don't mention the name of the mountain. God is talking to the prophet Isaiah. He told him, this is our symbolic language. You know symbolic language? What does it mean? Symbolic language. He said, for so has the Lord said to me, go, let a watchman be placed. Let him give word of what he sees. And when he sees war carriages, horsemen by those war carriages with asses, war carriages with camels, let him give special attention. Yani, God is talking to the prophet. He's telling him. He's in Palestine. When you see a people who are coming to attack this area, to capture it, if you see that they have camels with their army, then this is the time of the next prophet. And the watchman gave a loud cry. Oh my Lord, I am on the watchtower all the day, and I am placed in my watch every night. See, here come war carriages with men, horsemen, by toes, and in answer he said, Babylon is Iraq, huh? Is made low, and all her images are broken on the earth. Yani, this prophecy said, when you see a group of army people using camels, then you will know that Iraq will be attacked by them, and then they will capture Iraq, and then they will take the images and the idols, and they will break them. And this is what really happened by Muslims. Nobody did this except Muslims. This is another evidence. This is very clear about Arabia. This is Isaiah himself. Still we are in chapter of Isaiah. He said, the word about Arabia in the thick woods of Arabia will be your night's resting place, all traveling bands of Didanites. Didanites, Dadan. Do you remember Dadan when briefing about Muhammad? Dadan is Al-Ula. It's near to Tayma. At that time of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there were inhabitants of Dadan, Jewish people, group of people. They went there waiting for the coming prophets. They know that he will come from an area near to Dadan and Tayma. So they went there. waiting for him. When he arrived, they found that he belongs to Ishmael. They don't like Ishmael. They want him to be Isaac. What's the difference, in our opinion, if he came from Isaac? We will hate him?
No.
No. Do we have an inferiority complex about this? No. Muhammad himself, he did not use this as an advantage for him, that he is a prophet. He talked, he gave an advice to Fatima. That's the most dear person, beloved person, his daughter. He said, Fatima, only do good deeds. Because in the day of judgment, when you will be judged, nothing will help you except your deeds. And that's Islam, and beauty of Islam is that there is no advantage of Arab over non-Arab. There is no advantage. It's the deeds only. كلكم لآدم وآدم من تراب. This is very beautiful. But the Jewish people know they look to themselves as they are the chosen people. Chosen people. And God created everything for them. We are just slaves. We are like animals. We are the Jewim, they call it. The burden upon Arabia. In the forest, Arabia shall be lodged, O traveling companions of the Danim. كيف الوقت معانا ماشي كم تسع دقائق give water to him who is in need of water, give bread. أيوة. لا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم at the time of Hijra there is order to people of Tema and Dan to wait for the person who will come from Mecca to help him. That's what does it mean. This is Badr. For a year, in a year, by the years of a servant working for payment, all the glory of Kedar will come to an end. That's Badr. Battle of Badr. After 1 year, that's Hadr. Sing loud, O women without children, make melody and sounds of joy, you who did not give birth, for the children of her who had no husband are more than those of the married wife. Hagar and Sarah, isn't it? I suggest for you to take this by your this about Mecca, a lot of things about Mecca. I want to move from Isaiah because there is a lot of things in Isaiah. But it mentioned the Sala, the Mount of Sala is very important. This is the Mount of Sala. This is the Haram, the mosque. And this is Sala. And here they, Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam arrived from here. And there it was the song, the famous song. And this mountain was mentioned in the Bible itself. Yeah, Uhud should be here, this place, Uhud. Hey. Okay, there is still... أنا راجع ورا. شكراً لكرتنا. أي حبقوق. Mentioned our prayers that it's shoulder to shoulder. They don't pray shoulder to shoulder except Muslims. Shoulder to shoulder only Muslims. Psalms mentioned Psalms mentioned the Valley of Mecca, Valley of Baca, and it mentioned the pilgrimage. Pilgrimage at the Valley of Baca is mentioned in the chapter of Psalms. I suggest that you take it because we are running out of time. Now, the I will, ممكن يا أحمد.
In which verse?
هذه.